Before you start adding charts to reports, it's a good idea to familiarize yourself with the different chart types available to you. The different chart types present your summary data in different ways, so it's important to choose the appropriate type for the data you want to display. Click each tab to learn more. You can add either a horizontal or a vertical bar chart to a report. Each bar represents the data from the summary row of a grouping. Horizontal bar charts are great when you want to compare many groups, while vertical bar charts are great for comparing fewer groups, or when you are grouping your records by a date field. For example, use a horizontal bar chart to compare the value of closed opportunities for a large team of sales reps, or a vertical bar chart to compare the value of closed opportunities per month. Each point on a line chart represents the data from the summary row of a grouping. Line charts are great when you are grouping your records by a date field because they allow you to analyze how your data changes over time. For example, use a line chart to track how the value of closed opportunities per month changes over a particular period. Each wedge or segment of a pie or donut chart represents the data from the summary row of a grouping, and the size of the segment is determined by the value of the summary field you select. These charts are great when you want to compare each group's share of the report's grand total. For example, use a pie chart to compare the share that each sales rep has of your company's total closed opportunities. Use a donut chart to also display the grand total in the middle. Note that pie charts from Salesforce Classic display as donut charts in Lightning Experience. Each segment of a funnel chart represents the data from the summary row of a grouping, and the size of the segment is determined by the value of the summary field you select. Funnel charts allow you to show the proportions among multiple groupings in an ordered set. For example, use a funnel chart to visually display the value of opportunities at each stage in your sales pipeline. Note that funnel charts from Salesforce Classic display correctly on reports, but they display as bar charts on dashboards in Lightning Experience. A scatter chart lets you plot two numerical summary fields against one another in order to visualize the correlation between values of a particular grouping on a report. For instance, use a scatter chart to analyze the correlation between the value of closed opportunities for sales reps and their win rates. This is essential to recognize if reps handling more opportunities are more successful than reps comparatively handling fewer opportunities. Note that scatter charts from Salesforce Classic display as bar charts in Lightning Experience. Before you start building a dashboard, it's a good idea to familiarize yourself with the different dashboard components available. Each type of component presents your summary data in a different way, so it's important to choose the appropriate component for what you want to display. Click each tab to learn more. Each row in a dashboard table displays data from a summary row in the source report. If your source report is grouped by a user or a chatter group name, you can also display the corresponding chatter photo in each row. Table components are great for creating leaderboards, as you can sort the rows by value. Note that users can now view tables on dashboards in both Salesforce Classic and Lightning Experience. Previously, tables displayed as bar charts on Lightning Experience dashboards. Just like the charts you add to your reports, dashboard charts display the data from the summary rows of the source report. When you add a chart component to a dashboard, you can either create a new chart for the source report or use a chart that you have already defined in the report. Also, as with table components, you can display chatter photos on horizontal bar chart components. A gauge displays the grand total from the bottom of the source report and where that total falls within a specified range. When you add a gauge component to a dashboard, you can specify the range itself and breakpoints within that range to divide it into colored sections. A gauge is great for displaying a target and where you are in relation to that target. A metric component simply displays the grand total from the bottom of the source report with a label. You can use conditional highlighting to highlight the value in different colors depending on where it falls. Metrics are a very good way of making key business metrics visible to users at a glance. Rob still has a few questions about dashboards. Click on a question to uncover the answer. Who can view a dashboard? Any user with the Run Report permission on their profile can view a dashboard. However, like reports, dashboards are saved in folders, and a user must have access to the folder in order to view the dashboards within it. Administrators and users with the Manage Dashboards profile permission can set dashboard folder access or create new dashboard folders. What data is visible on a dashboard? Every dashboard has a running user, whose security settings determine which data to display to all users viewing the dashboard, regardless of their own security settings. Since you can specify the running user when you create a dashboard, you can use it to override your security model and allow users to see data at a higher level than they would normally be able to. In this way, you can create team dashboards. For example, you could create a dashboard for your support team and specify the VP of support as the running user. All users able to view the dashboard will see exactly the same data as the VP of support. Alternatively, you can create a dynamic dashboard by selecting to run the dashboard as the logged-in user. A dynamic dashboard runs using the security settings of the user viewing the dashboard. Each user sees the dashboard according to his or her own access level. This option allows you to share one common set of dashboard components to users with different levels of access. Now, users can view dynamic dashboards as other users in Salesforce Classic as well as Lightning Experience. How current is the data on a dashboard? Unlike reports, which display data in real time, dashboards need to be refreshed to show the most current data. Users can manually refresh a dashboard, or administrators and users with the Schedule Dashboards permission can schedule a dashboard to refresh automatically and be emailed to specified users at a given frequency. What other data can users access from a dashboard? Users can drill down to additional related data when they click on a dashboard component. By default, users will drill down to the source report, but you can select other options in the component's drill down to setting. For example, users can click on a grouping in a chart component to drill down to a filtered source report showing just that grouping. Or, with charts and tables showing groupings by record name, they can click on a name to drill down to the detail page for that record. Alternatively, you can specify a URL to drill down to a dashboard component. This is a great way for taking users to another related dashboard or a related report. It's important to note that when users drill down from a dashboard, their personal security settings reapply, and they will no longer be able to view data that they would ordinarily be able to see. Note that users can apply or clear dashboard filters in Lightning Experience, which are created in Salesforce Classic. Before we go ahead and help Rob build the dashboard for the VP of Global Sales, let's look at the dashboard builder to see how it will help us. The dashboard builder is a drag-and-drop interface in which you can create new dashboards or modify existing ones. It consists of two main sections. The tab area on the left is where you can select which components and source reports you want on the dashboard. And the area on the right is where you can preview the components as you add them. With the dashboard builder, you can create a dashboard in just a few easy steps. Start by selecting a running user. Remember, this is the user whose security settings will determine which data to display to all users viewing the dashboard. The advantage of setting this first is that you'll be able to preview the data for this user. Next, click on a component on the Components tab, drag it into the preview area, and drop it in one of the columns. To select the source report for the component, click the Data Sources tab to see your available custom reports. Click on the required report, drag it into the preview area, and drop it on the component you've just added. Click the Edit Attributes button at the top of the component to change such things as the order of data on the component and the drill down options. You can also enter header, title, and footer information. Repeat these steps to add more components. Remember, you can have up to 20 components on your dashboard. When you're done, click Save to enter a dashboard name and choose a folder. Note that Dashboard Builder is available in Salesforce Classic as well as Lightning Experience.